Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, March 13th, 2006. Today's message is titled, The Devil's Schemes. And there are three scripture verses that Brooksine is going to read. They're topically related today from 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11, Ephesians 6, verse 11, and 1 Peter 5, verse 8.
So that no advantage would be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
As a young Christian, I so enjoyed the music of the late Christian artist Keith Green. He wrote many creative songs, and one comes to mind today concerning the devil. The song is written as if the devil himself had written it. He is gleeful as his strategy in convincing people that no one believes in me anymore is very effective. We must recognize that our ancient foe is our adversary, seeking whom he may devour.
Schemes. In the second daily text translates the Greek word methodia, from which we get the English word method. From the beginning, Satan's method has been to discredit God and his plan. As the great old hymn says, but still our ancient foe doth seek to work his woe.
Satan has a plot for our doom, but God has a plan for our triumph. Satan's plot is summed up by Jesus in John 10, verse 10, to steal and kill and destroy. God's plan is to give life abundant and eternal. Satan's original plot causing the fall of man, recorded in Genesis chapter 3, provides many clues to help us recognize his ongoing schemes and methods. He is clearly depicted as our greatest adversary.
He distracts, causes doubts, distorts, and deceives. We must not be ignorant of his schemes, but rather we must put on the gospel armor from Ephesians 6 and take a stand being sober and vigilant. Jesus, though Satan has a sinister and deceitful scheme for my life, I do not cringe in fear. Your guidance for me in discerning his evil schemes is revealed throughout the entire Bible. Not only do you give me repeated warning through the prophets, disciples, and other people of faith, but you are the supreme example of one who resisted the temptations of the evil one. Your time of testing in the wilderness and in the Garden of Gethsemane reveal that resistance to temptation brings future reward. Though Satan wants me to so that he can destroy me, you want me so that you can save me.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that prayer you've written this morning. It's unusual to focus a message on the devil. I actually preached a message similar to this last night in church, and I made the same point to the people. It's certainly not going to be a regular focus, but indeed, to not be ignorant of Satan's schemes, we must be aware of them. I do have on the website today the entire text of that great psalm by Keith Green. No one believes in me anymore is the title. I was not able to find an audio version to place up. I did find one on one of my paid sites that I can listen to, and I enjoyed it this morning. But you can read the words. It's a very creatively written song. What a joy today to serve the living God, to be on God's side. And I want to just finally today point out that last week I made a point regarding the scripture text from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, that bad company corrupts good character. And I ask readers, and perhaps even some podcast listeners responded to this, some also true points regarding what bad company does and what to bad company and so forth. Now that's on the website today. This web ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We certainly encourage you to visit that site today and look at the additional resources and the song that I referred to. And I encourage you today to stay faithful to the living God.